in this service, making children of the kingdom that Jesus was referring to just now. And actually, you're making a choice. Those of you who are coming for baptism and for confirmation and your sponsors are actually saying, or going to be saying very shortly, these words. They're going to say that we turn to Christ, that we repent of our sins, that we reject selfish, false, and unjust behaviour, and we renounce Satan and all evil, the very opposite of the things that Jesus was just saying, all the things that do harm in the world. We're going to say we don't want to continue with that anymore. So that's behaviour that's going to, you're making a choice, and belief is making a choice too. You're going to say that I believe in God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. And you know, that's a really good set of choices to make. And it's a reminder to all of us who've already made those promises that we did make those promises to make those choices. It says in the readings you've just heard that all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Makes you very special to God. And your children who are going to be ruled not by slavery, not by fear, but you're actually going to be adopted by God as well as by your parents. Adopted by God. Last Saturday, we went to a baby shower. I've never been to a baby shower before, so this was a new experience for me. But it was a young Indian couple expecting their first son in a month's time. And because it was an Indian couple, one of the people there said, "Do you know what the name for dad is in the Indian language? What guess?" We had it in the reading. It's Abba, father, in Indian as it is in the Greek. And people have that kind of closeness of relationship. You're choosing to say, I'm going to have a relationship with my dad or my daddy, with Abba, father. And they were praying in this baby shower for this yet unborn son, that he would grow up to choose the good, to be somebody who is a follower of Christ and make a difference in the world. And you know, it's a very good choice because God is good. The psalmist, you were just saying together the psalm written about 2,500 to 3,500 years ago, depending on who the writer was, they're saying, besides you, there is no other God. Anything else that we sometimes find ourselves worshipping, whether we're giving time or money or care for it, is not the same as God. The psalmist says, for God is God who does great and marvellous things. My wife couldn't come today, although she wanted to, because she's just had a second cataract operation done. And she was saying to me this morning, isn't eyesight an amazing thing? Because suddenly she can see colours that she couldn't see before, and writing like speed signs on the road is a bit worrying, really. But hopefully in 10 days' time, she'll be safe to be let out. But you know, God created amazing, amazing things, of which eyesight is just one. Often we don't realise how amazing things are until they go wrong. I had a hockey injury many years ago where I twisted my knee badly, and I didn't realise until that point what amazing thing the knee is. It takes so much weight, it does so much going up and down stairs, all the things it does, I only took for complete granted. She was talking about my wife. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, and each one of you coming for baptism and confirmation, you're part of that, as are all of us. And great, says the psalmist, is your abiding love towards me. The God that you're choosing loves us. Absolutely loves us. And those of you who are parents know a bit of what that's like, to love your children. God loves us. He's the example for that. He's slow to anger, full of goodness and truth, the psalmist says. You're my helper and my comforter. God loves us more than we can know. He's somebody you can call on anytime, night or day, whatever the circumstance. And it's a good choice, finally, because it has eternal consequences. He says, if you choose to be led by the Spirit of God, you will live, not just in this life, but in the life to come. One day, the whole of creation will be freed. Paul acknowledges, as does Jesus in that parable, that the world we live in isn't always an easy or a good world. And we are here, and you're in this service today, to be called to be children of the different kingdom that shows people what God is really like, which means living different lives and being different people from the ones we might normally be. I've been watching Clarkson's Farm because of my interest in farming, because a fair proportion of our diocese is farming land and they rely on seeding and getting things done. I hate the language in that programme, but I was fascinated last week because he had a new device, and it was about from here to here and had a huge solar panel on top. And it was designed, it could work out exactly the dimensions of a field and then plant either onion or beetroot seed or whatever you wanted to put in at completely regular intervals, completely without being touched. It was totally automatic. Just press the button and off it went. And it was very exciting to watch. The bad news was there was no rain. And the only thing that came up was weeds. And they had to redo the whole thing. So you can imagine how sad God gets that he planted a beautiful world, but actually all these other things come along that we read about in the news and we get sad about, that we hear about. But he wants his people, his children, to be people who make a difference in the world. And yes, we're going to have to live with both of those things, that parable says, but actually it's really important that we stick by our promises and our choices. So congratulations for choosing to be baptised, or your sponsors for you to be baptised or confirmed today. And our prayer for you is that you will continue to be the children of God, children of the kingdom that God is calling us to be. Amen.